Greetings, Stoic Seekers. Welcome back to our channel, a sanctuary for exploring the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and embracing its transformative power in our lives. Today, we embark on a profound journey, decoding the ancient secrets that reveal how to triumph over adversaries without ever engaging in physical combat. So, sit back, clear your mind, and prepare to delve into Mastering the Art of Inner Conquest, 7 Stoic Strategies to Triumph Over Enemies Without Resorting to Combat. In a world often defined by conflict and strife, the Stoics, including luminaries like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, beckon us to a different path, a path of inner strength, resilience, and self-mastery. The wisdom we're about to unravel is not about overpowering others, but rather conquering the most formidable adversary, oneself. As we journey through the 7 Stoic strategies, remember that these principles are not just for warriors on the battlefield, but for anyone seeking victory in the arena of life. Our exploration begins with a guiding principle echoing from the annals of ancient philosophy. Know your enemy, know yourself. It's a maxim, not just of military strategy, but of profound self-awareness, a cornerstone of Stoicism. Let's delve into the first strategy that lays the groundwork for our Stoic quest. 1. Introduction. As we embark on this journey into the heart of Stoicism, let's pause and reflect on the profound wisdom encapsulated in the first strategy. Know your enemy, know yourself. This ancient maxim, often attributed to Sun Tzu, but deeply intertwined with Stoic philosophy, serves as a compass for navigating the complexities of life. To the Stoics, understanding oneself and one's adversaries is not merely a strategic advantage, but a transformative practice that leads to self-discovery and growth. In the Stoic tradition, know your enemy goes beyond identifying external threats. It extends to recognizing the internal struggles within us. The journey to self-mastery begins with an honest exploration of our strengths, weaknesses, desires, and fears. It's about understanding the intricacies of our own psyche, acknowledging the shadows that dwell within, and striving towards a harmonious integration of our virtues and vices. As we delve into the depths of Stoic teachings, we'll discover that this introspective knowledge is the foundation upon which the Stoics built their resilience. It's the realization that true victory begins not with the defeat of external enemies, but with the conquest of the inner battles that rage within us. Let us now embark on the first Stoic strategy, armed with the wisdom to know your enemy, know yourself, and unravel the secrets of triumph without physical confrontation. 2. Know your enemy. Strategy -1. Know your enemy. This timeless principle, deeply ingrained in Stoicism, goes far beyond the surface of understanding your adversaries. It's about developing a profound comprehension of their motivations, their strengths and weaknesses, and how these elements interplay with your own character and capabilities. In the realm of Stoicism, knowing your enemy is not just about external foes. It also pertains to the internal enemies that each of us battles: fear, anger, jealousy, and ego. These internal adversaries often pose a greater threat than any external force. The Stoic approach to knowing your enemy involves a deep dive into self-reflection and understanding the triggers that awaken these internal enemies. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, often emphasized the importance of understanding the nature of those we perceive as enemies. By recognizing that they are driven by their own values, beliefs, and experiences, we begin to see them not as villains, but as individuals acting according to their perception of the world. This understanding breeds empathy and diminishes the animosity that fuels conflict. But how do we apply this in practical terms? It starts with active listening and observation. When we truly listen to others, we can discern their motivations and intentions. This insight enables us to anticipate their actions and respond in a manner that is both wise and measured. It also involves understanding the landscape, the social, emotional, and intellectual environment in which these interactions occur. Moreover, in knowing your enemy, there's a powerful Stoic practice, the premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. This technique involves envisioning the worst-case scenarios and mentally preparing for them. By doing so, you're not only ready for potential challenges, but also able to remain calm and rational when faced with adversity. As we embrace this first strategy, let's remember that the essence of knowing your enemy in Stoicism is not about outmaneuvering them in battle. It's about achieving a state of inner peace and preparedness that allows us to face any challenge with wisdom and equanimity. Now, let's move forward to our next strategy, where we'll learn the art of choosing our battles wisely. 3. Choose your battles. This sage advice is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy and a critical aspect of life strategy. It's about the discernment to recognize which conflicts are worth engaging in and which are best left alone. This discernment is key to conserving our energy for pursuits that truly matter. The Stoics, with their profound understanding of human nature, knew that not every challenge deserves our attention or response. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, urges us to question the importance of external events. Ask yourself, is this essential? This powerful question encourages us to focus on what truly aligns with our core values and life's purpose. Choosing your battles wisely also means understanding the cost of engagement. Every conflict we enter into demands our time, energy, and emotional resources. The Stoics advise us to weigh these costs against the potential benefits. Is the conflict at hand something that will contribute to your growth, or will it merely drain your resources and distract you from your goals? Furthermore, this strategy involves recognizing the power of restraint. In a world where immediate reactions are often the norm, Stoicism teaches us the strength found in silence and patience. Sometimes the most powerful response is not to engage at all, to let the storm pass without allowing it to disturb the tranquility of our inner world. But how does one cultivate the ability to choose battles wisely? It begins with self-awareness. By understanding your values and principles, you can determine which conflicts align with these and which don't. It also involves practicing foresight, envisioning the possible outcomes of your engagement, and deciding whether the long-term consequences are in harmony with your goals. 4. Practice indifference. This principle is at the heart of Stoic philosophy and is crucial in dealing with adversaries. It's important to clarify that indifference in Stoicism doesn't mean apathy or lack of concern. Rather, it's about developing an emotional resilience to external events and opinions, especially those that are beyond our control. The Stoics taught that we should strive to remain internally undisturbed by external events or the actions of others. This doesn't imply a lack of engagement or care for the world. Instead, it's about maintaining a composed and balanced inner state, regardless of external circumstances. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Practicing indifference means distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. The actions and opinions of others, the outcomes of certain events, these often fall outside our sphere of control. By accepting this and focusing on our own actions and responses, we cultivate a sense of inner peace and empowerment. But how do we practice this Stoic form of indifference? It begins with mindfulness, being aware of our reactions to external stimuli. When we observe ourselves getting emotionally entangled, we gently remind ourselves of the power of indifference. It's a moment-by-moment practice, requiring patience and persistence. Another key aspect is the practice of reflection. At the end of each day, review the moments when you felt emotionally disturbed by an external event or person. Ask yourself, was my reaction within my control? Could I have responded with more composure? This reflective practice helps in cultivating a stronger, more resilient mindset. Remember, practicing indifference is not about suppressing emotions or being detached from life's experiences. It's about developing a profound understanding and mastery over our reactions. By doing so, we disarm our enemies, as they no longer have the power to disturb our inner tranquility. 5. Turn adversity into advantage. This principle encapsulates the Stoic belief in the transformative power of challenges. It's about leveraging difficult situations, often caused by adversaries or conflicts, and transforming them into opportunities for personal growth and strength. The Stoics were no strangers to adversity. They believed that every obstacle carries within it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. As Seneca eloquently put it, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." In the face of conflict or opposition, we are presented with a unique opportunity to practice virtues like courage, resilience, and patience. Turning adversity into advantage involves a shift in perspective. Instead of viewing challenging situations or difficult people as hindrances, we can choose to see them as chances to strengthen our character. It's about asking ourselves, what can this situation teach me? How can I grow from this experience? The practical application of this strategy begins with a mindset of embracing rather than avoiding challenges. When confronted with adversity, instead of reacting with frustration or defeat, we pause and consider the potential lessons and strengths that can emerge from this experience. Additionally, this Stoic approach involves cultivating a sense of creativity and problem solving. Adversity often forces us out of our comfort zones and compels us to think in new and innovative ways. By embracing this, we not only overcome the immediate challenges, but also develop skills and insights that are valuable for future endeavors. Remember, in Stoicism, every enemy, every obstacle is an opportunity in disguise. By adopting this mindset, we not only disarm our adversaries, but also transform potential setbacks into stepping stones for success. This approach not only brings peace, but also propels us forward on the path of personal excellence. 6. Cultivate emotional intelligence. This strategy delves into the Stoic practice of mastering one's emotions, an essential skill in dealing with adversaries and conflicts. Emotional intelligence involves being aware of, controlling, and expressing one's emotions judiciously and empathetically, understanding the emotions of others. The Stoics, especially Epictetus, emphasized the importance of understanding our emotions, labeling them as the outcome of our judgments and beliefs. To manage our emotions effectively, especially in adverse situations, we need to first understand their root causes, our thoughts and perceptions. Cultivating emotional intelligence starts with self-awareness. It's about becoming observant of our emotional responses and the thoughts that trigger them. When we're aware of our emotional state, we can make more rational decisions, particularly in response to actions of our adversaries, which might otherwise provoke anger or fear. Another key aspect is self-regulation. This involves managing our emotions so they don't overpower us or lead to impulsive actions. It means taking a moment to pause, breathe, and choose a response rather than reacting out of emotion. This self-regulation not only helps in personal growth, but also in maintaining constructive relationships, even with those we consider adversaries. Moreover, Stoicism teaches us empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. By putting ourselves in our adversary's shoes, we gain a broader perspective on the situation, often finding more compassionate and effective ways to resolve conflicts. Finally, emotional intelligence involves social skills, effectively navigating social networks, building relationships, and finding common ground, even with opponents. By mastering these skills, we can turn potential conflicts into opportunities for collaboration and understanding. 7. Lead by example. In the Stoic quest to overcome our enemies without fighting, leading by example stands as a powerful tool. This approach is about embodying the values and behaviors we wish to see in others, including those we consider adversaries. It's a silent yet profound way of influencing and transforming our environment. The Stoics believed strongly in the power of personal virtue and integrity. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic and a Roman emperor, often emphasized leading by example. He knew that actions speak louder than words, especially in the face of conflict or adversity. By demonstrating qualities like patience, resilience, and fairness, we set a standard for those around us, often inspiring change without a word being spoken. Leading by example also involves consistency in our actions and words. This consistency builds credibility and respect, even among adversaries. When people see you acting consistently with your beliefs, especially under pressure, it can shift their perceptions and behaviors. It's about being the change you wish to see, to borrow a phrase from Mahatma Gandhi. How do we practice this in our daily lives? It starts with self-examination. Regularly reflect on your values and whether your actions align with these values. Ask yourself, am I acting in a way that I would respect and admire if I saw it in another person? Additionally, leading by example requires resilience. There will be times when standing by your principles is difficult, especially when faced with opposition or hostility. In these moments, the Stoic practice of perseverance comes into play. Remember, it's in adversity that our true character is tested and our example shines brightest. 8. Embrace forgiveness. The final strategy in our Stoic approach to dealing with adversaries without fighting is perhaps the most challenging yet transformative. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, in the Stoic sense, is not just a moral virtue, but a practical tool for inner peace and conflict resolution. The Stoics, like many ancient philosophers, recognized that holding on to anger and resentment harms us more than it affects our adversaries. Seneca aptly wrote, "Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned." Forgiveness allows us to let go of these toxic emotions, freeing us from the unnecessary burden of past grievances. Forgiveness, however, is often misunderstood. It doesn't mean condoning wrongdoing or forgetting the harm done. Rather, it's about releasing the hold that the past has on us. It's a decision to not let past actions dictate our current state of being. By embracing forgiveness, we regain control over our emotions and thoughts, which is the true seat of power in Stoic philosophy. How can we cultivate forgiveness? It starts with understanding. Often those who harm us are themselves acting out of pain, ignorance, or misunderstanding. By acknowledging this, we can shift our perspective from one of victimhood to one of empathy. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it helps us to let go of animosity. Practicing self-reflection is also vital. Reflect on times you've made mistakes or hurt others, intentionally or unintentionally. Recognizing our own fallibility can open the door to forgiving others. It's about embracing our common humanity with all its flaws and imperfections. As we come to the end of our journey through these 7 Stoic strategies for dealing with adversaries without resorting to conflict, let's take a moment to reflect on the overarching theme of these teachings. Stoicism, at its core, is about inner transformation and mastery over one's own reactions and perceptions. Each strategy we've discussed today, from understanding your enemy to embracing forgiveness, is not just a tactic for external conflicts, but a pathway to personal growth and inner peace. These principles, when practiced diligently, can transform the way we interact with the world, turning every challenge into an opportunity for self-improvement. I encourage you to revisit these strategies in your daily life. Reflect on them, practice them, and observe the changes they bring, not just in your external circumstances, but in your internal world. Remember, the ultimate victory in Stoicism is not over others, but over our own negative reactions and impulses. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Stoic wisdom. If you found these strategies insightful, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing for more content on philosophy, self-improvement, and leading a more fulfilling life. Feel free to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I'd love to hear how Stoicism is making a difference in your life.